the Phillies and the Mariners, and before the game, they shared cheesesteaks and lattes, and it was all very heartwarming. We pick it up in the seventh, game tied at two.
Franco, a double and a run scored back in the fifth. Phillies scoring both their runs that inning, also having a man thrown out of the plate. The 1-0, swing and it's smashed, hammered, crushed, left field, Gamble charging back to the wall. The Phillies have taken the lead. Franco's 10th of the season, coming the second pitch of the seventh. And it's now 3-2 Philadelphia.
And one of the relievers out there in the bullpen caught that home run with his hat.
But Nola not quite out of the woods yet, having to face Gene Segura. A walk and a two-run homer. Segura has been the offense tonight for the Mariners. Phillies lead it 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. A long pause, and now the first pitch. Segura swings, ground ball inside the bag at third. Franco down to his chest, stabs it, picks himself up, throws to first base. It's low and picked by Joseph for the out. Michael Franco getting it done on both sides of the ball. The go-ahead home run in the top of the seventh. And the saving dive behind the bag at third in the home half. It keeps the Mariners off the board. And Nola spins a strong seven innings. We go to the eighth. Phillies lead the Mariners 3-2.
Galvis is 1-for-3 on the night with a base hit, a single to right field. Back in the fifth. On deck for the Phillies, designated hitter Howie Kendrick. Pitchers don't have to hit in the American League ballpark. The pitch, swinging a line drive up the middle into center field for a base hit. Navarone third. He will score. Up with the ball is Dyson. The throw in is cut off by Robbie Cano. Freddie Galvis with a single and an RBI, and the Phillies now lead it by a score of 4-2. A double and a single for Philadelphia here in the top of the eighth. They now have four runs on six base hits. The Mariners two runs on five. Mariners have the early 2-0 lead after three innings. Here's Freddie Galvis swinging. Line drive, base hit into right field. Rupp will score from third. Kelly to third. He'll stop there. Up with the ball is Haniger. The throw to the plate. And it's cut off by Danny Valencia, the first baseman. Freddie Galvis with another RBI single. And the Phillies now lead 5-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Galvis jump in on the first pitch from Edwin Diaz. Lines it into right field. It's the stretch and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to left center field. This one is going and going. Goodbye baseball into the Mariner bullpen. Aaron Altherr with his 13th home run of the season. A two-run shot way into the night. And the Phillies now lead it by a score of 8-2. Four runs are in now for the Phillies here in the top of the ninth inning. And Edwin Diaz is going to be done for the night. Here comes skipper Scott Servais out of the dugout.
It was another tough night for the M's bullpen, as what was once a close game through seven innings turned into a bit of a laugher as the M's fell to the Phillies at Safeco Field by an 8-2 final. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais.
You know, in those key at-bats, we didn't get it done tonight. You know, didn't swing the bats real well. We got to give Nola credit. He did throw the ball very well. And then, you know, late in the game got away from us, got sloppy, you know, a couple errors. You know, and then Diaz obviously was not sharp, had not been out there for 5 days. But, you know, he's got to realize, I got to get him in the game. We got to try to keep him sharp. And you got to have your edge with you. And, you know, you can't just go out there and flip the switch. So, you know, he's learning. Still a young pitcher, but, you know, every time you walk on the big league mound, there's guys in the batter's box getting paid to hit too. So, but you know, story tonight, we just, I thought Paxton threw the ball pretty well. You know, and the one inning with the bases loaded and a couple sack flies kind of worked through that. And the, you know, the home run on a mistake, a ball that stayed in the middle of the plate to put him down. But, you know, overall, I thought it was a pretty good outing. He certainly early on had them going, you know, was piling up a few strikeouts. I thought his stuff was fine tonight. He just, you know, he made a couple mistakes there, you know, and especially the home run hurt a little bit late. But we gotta swing the bats better. As good as we were going here early in the homestand, it has cooled off in a hurry, and, you know, we'll get back after it tomorrow. Yeah, the curveball was good tonight. I think, you know, he lost a little bit of the command of the fastball at times. But, you know, again, I thought he threw the ball well. Certainly, we got to help him out. We got to get a little bit more run support there and put a little bit more pressure on, you know, Nola. Again, give him credit. He threw the ball well, but we just, you know, didn't get it done when we had some guys out there tonight. You know, the usage, you know, the ebb and flow of a season, you're going to have days when, you know, guys are going to, or stretches where guys aren't in the game, you know, for 3 or 4 days. And, you know, the guys that has hurt, obviously, has been the young guys. It's been Diaz, Pazos the other day, struggled with it a little bit. But, you know, that's part of being a big league reliever. You've got to try to stay mentally sharp, and you can't let your edge down. And, you know, I thought with Eddie tonight, that was a bigger issue. I think stuff-wise, you know, he was fine. You know, the command, what we're used to seeing there. But he didn't have the mental edge, and you have to have that every time you step on a big league mound.
James Paxton was coming off a miserable 3-start stretch. He did bounce back on Tuesday with 9 Ks through 7 innings of 3-run ball, but still took a tough luck loss. Here is Paxton speaking to the media after the Mariners fell to the Phillies 8-2.
I think just getting more comfortable in my delivery that I've been working on. You know, I've been off a little bit, but made some adjustments and starting to get more comfortable with it. I think just getting more comfortable with that and kind of finding some rhythm in that mechanical adjustment that I made. Yeah, just change up. You know, we doubled up on it. Missed with the first one. Thought that he'd be, you know, cheating to the fastball after seeing a, you know, miss with a changeup. So went back to it. I just left it up. It was a bad pitch. And he was having a good night. He was seeing the ball well, and he hit it hard.
The M's try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Felix Hernandez. He'll be opposed by Mark Leiter Jr.